Okay, before
a
he gets
graveyard.
To, before he gets to the graveyard or the cemetery, they nowadays anyway, you take him to some place.
Oh, film him.
Okay, and what sort of a box do they put him in? What's it called?
Coffin.
Okay, and let's see. What do you call flowing water like a river, only it's smaller than a river?
A lake, a river, a creek, a branch.
Okay, is a creek bigger than a branch or a branch?
Mm-mm. The branch is small, uh-huh. Then there's a creek, and then there's a river.
Oh, okay. Do you have a name for flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
No, because I haven't been around the seacoast. I don't know what they would call it.
Yeah, this question is more for people over there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the straps that a man wears over his shoulders?
Suspenders.
Okay. Have you ever heard him called something else?
Gallows.
Is that an older word?
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Some people say suspenders and some say gallows.
Okay. And what do you call unthickened gravy that you make by adding water to ham grease?
Thinning the gravy.
Okay, what do you have a name for the gravy that you make this way? Just by adding water to grease of ham?
Not knowing when you say you made some gravy. Ham gravy or chicken gravy or whatever kind of gravy you call it.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call it red gravy or red eye or brown gravy?
Red eye gravy. But really, if you made it out of ham, it would be ham gravy, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
If you made it out of flour or just flour and water, it would just, you call it brown gravy or flour gravy.
Okay.
Could not be, like you say, I have heard people say red eye gravy, but that's just a ordinary name they have for it, because if you're making ham, you'd have ham gravy.
Okay. I've never tried that. Is it good?
Uh-huh. Well, ham gravy?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. See, you fry your ham and let it get brown, and then when he get brown, you take a little bit of water and put it in. Don't make it too thick, just a little bit, see? And if you got rice, it's real good on rice.
Oh, I bet,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the liquid that used to be burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
And do you have a name for a long-legged hog with a long, thin body and a long snout?
Male hog? Is that what they call them?
Well, I think I have a different term. Sometimes these hogs just run wild in the woods.
Wild hog?
Yeah. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
No one a wild hog.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Ground itch.
Okay, and what are some words that people use to talk about homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Have you ever heard people talk about using the same kinds of words but talking about cheap whiskey that was just bought at a store?
Some of it called, what they call it? As bad as I hate it, I don't know what it all is. What you mean, different names of whiskey?
Yeah, and is there a different name if it's homemade from when you buy just cheap whiskey at the store? I don't know.
I'm like you, you know. I don't know what they call some gin, they call some, oh, I reckon I know a lot of names of what they call it, but I don't, can't even think what it is.
Uh-huh.
But I know the homemade liquor is called, sometimes they call it moonshine, and sometimes it's low wine. That's the moonshine, that's the cheap class of it. See, one would be low wine, and the other I reckon would be a little bit of grape.
Okay, what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Play toys.
Okay.
Am I answering any of those things right?
Oh, all of them. So we're just trying to find out what word you use. So
uh-huh.
Anything is right. It's a pretty good game. You can always win. Well, this next section, it's probably going to remind you of school. But we don't, it's certainly not intended to be like school. It's
mm-hmm.
just, we want to find out what words you use just in normal everyday talk. And it's like, you know, we use different words to show different times. Like, I say, today I see you, but I have to say yesterday I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, goes to see, from see to saw. And, well, like you could say, today I read a book, but yesterday I
saw the book.
Or read the book, if you're talking about the word read. So if I just start a sentence, would you finish it?
I don't know where I will or not.
Well, let's try it. If we were talking about climbing trees, and you wanted to use the word climb, I could ask you, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
Okay, and I could say, yes, this morning a boy
climbed the tree.
Okay, and if we were talking about drinking coffee, you could ask me, have you what your coffee?
had your coffee today? Have you drank your coffee today?
Okay, and I could say yes. 5 minutes ago, I
drank coffee.
That was loud.
Or I had my coffee. What right would be what I drank my coffee.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, and if we're talking about eating apples, you could say, have all the apples been
eaten?
Okay, and I could say, yes, yesterday they, what, the apples?
Ate whole.
Okay. And if we're talking about buying groceries, you could say, have all the groceries been
bought?
Okay, and I could say, yes, yesterday I
bought.
Okay, and if we're talking about doing some work, you could say, has all the work been
done?
Ow. No. Wish
no. I wish it had.
Well, when it's all done, you can say, yes, I quit the work today.
I finished work today.
Okay, but if you still want to use the same words, has all the work been done? Yes, I quit the work.
I done all the work today.
Okay, and if we're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, a man could say, has that stump been quit out yet?
Drug out the field.
And if it had, he could say, oh yes, this morning we
drove the stump out.
Okay.